The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, Ireland has been ranked third in the world for long commutes. Commuters in Ireland spend 9 days, 14 hours and 10 minutes a year driving to and from work on average. That's according to research carried out by Auto Trader. Our reporter, Josh Crosby, asked the good people of Kerry how they're finding the commute.
Well, I travel from Tralee, so, but I find it much the same, to be honest. It gets a bit hectic here during the summer. There's certain parts of the town I wouldn't like to be living in. It's chaos down the road there. I'm self-employed, so I work here in town, so I have the same routine for a long time. So I work every day of the week. So.
Very good. You can't get out of the car, anyway?
No.
You're on the road day in, day out?
Yeah, on the road 5 days a week delivering.
Right, and how do you find getting around Kerry?
Not too bad, I suppose. In general, it's good enough. Probably the morning time is the busiest time, you know, schools and all that. Seems to be a lot of road works and stuff going on at the moment.
So if you're delivering, you have to know when to hit it and the right time to go
right
into a certain point.
And all that, like, yeah. But I suppose in Kerry general, it kind of isn't too bad. The traffic isn't a major issue, really.
For us, we're from Waterford. They have improved it recently.
Would you use public transport or do you go for the car? Or?
I use the car.
Yeah.
But for my kids, it has improved their lifestyle, yeah. Absolutely.
As a taxi driver now in Killarney, what's it like getting around? What's commuting like in Kerry?
No problem in the winter time. Summertime, big difference.
Coaches are on the road and...
Oh, yeah. Lots of traffic.
And with changes now in working patterns, people working from home, has that changed the rush hour commute or
Not really, different times
of the day?
No. From 4 o'clock on in the evening, you have schools, everything finishing, so still busy.
Is Killarney well served when it comes to public transport or yourself? How do you find... Getting around?
I think it's well served, yeah. TFI is amazing. It's a complete game changer in the last few years, I think so, yeah.
The local link service, do you use that?
TFI, yeah, I have done not a huge lot now because I live close to town. Killarney's pretty well served, I think.
Yeah, okay, that was people of Kerry. I suppose, let's be honest, they're not the worst hit by that. Those long commutes. It is nice to hear somebody actually complimenting public transport in this country for a change. One man, though, who does experience commuter hell regularly is Johnny Fallon, Strategy Director with Cork Communications. He commutes to Dublin most days from Longford. Johnny, you're very welcome to the show. What's your commute look like every morning?
Well, when I'm in Dublin, which is on average, I'd say about 3 days a week, but sometimes can be five. And I'm doing it about 10 years now. And you're talking, I leave home, be on the road about 5:30. And normally you should get into Dublin city centre by about 8 o'clock in the car. I could get the train, but at least there's no difference in the time. It'll cost me exactly the same times. To arrive in by train, and then
so 2.5 hours on a good day. Just out of curiosity, if you left say at midnight on a Sunday night from your home, how long would it take you to get to your office?
At midnight on a Sunday, yeah. If you were kind of do that, you're probably talking. You're certainly doing it in under 2 hours. Yeah.
Okay. So on a good day, a half an hour plus is with traffic. On a bad day.
On a bad day, it can be anywhere up to 4 hours. There's been times it's taken me till 9:30 to get in. And it's hitting that magic spot on the road where I leave at 5:30 and you say, well, you'd be there. If you left at 6, you could add another hour onto it. And that's what that difference makes. You have to get in just before that traffic really builds. But if there's any kind of accident... And traffic has got heavier since September. Last September, it's been just a lot more sporadic for just certain days for inexplicable reasons. It's an endless stream of traffic you're sitting in.
Okay. And would you not get the train? Because there is a train from Longford, isn't there?
There is a train, and the train it doesn't save what the train does give me, and I do take it sometimes. It gives me, I suppose, the dependability that I still leave the house at the same time, so up at 5, out at 5:30 to get a train in Longford town at 6, leave the car there, then get the train in. It'll have me in Dublin again around 8 o'clock. Now, that's dependable. Only thing I will add about it is if the train were a bit more efficient, if it were on the hour as it is in most other big European capitals, that would greatly increase the amount of people willing to use it. And I will add that price-wise, because I drive an electric car, it's a lot cheaper to bring the car to Dublin than it is to pay a train fare.
Okay. Why do you do it? Why do you do that commute?
Well, because it is a lifestyle choice, and it is something, you know, no matter what you do in life, something's going to give. For me, you know, I look at a lot of people I know and colleagues and all who live in Dublin, and they don't have that length of commute, so they don't have the long part. They still have a lot of the traffic and they still have a lot, but they don't have quite as long a commute. But then I have the house where I want the house. I have a different cost of living and life, the kind of lifestyle I like. So once I get into my house, if I won the lotto tomorrow, I wouldn't want to live somewhere else. This would be my dream place, my dream house. There's no extension to be put on. There's nothing else I want added to the house. So it was a choice of within our finances and what we wanted to live in, we could have what we really wanted here. The price of that is a commute. And I think, you know, people have to own up to that. You know, you do decide it, but there are huge benefits then at the other side that when you're home, you're probably home somewhere you love. And that's you know, worth an awful lot.
And you don't think you could have found that sense of community? You don't think you could have found that in a city?
No, in Dublin, we lived there for 10 years, but to be quite honest with you, even where I would be at now, I would never have the house. If I were to try transport my house into Dublin, I certainly couldn't afford it. The price of that house would be astronomical. Compared to the price of a house in Longford, you get a lot more bang for your buck in what you're actually getting. And then you've the schools, you've everything else, the pressures, the, you know, where your kids, I mean, my kids are growing up now, but when we were moving, they were very small and going into primary schools and waiting lists and can you get them into the same school? None of that was ever a problem.
Yeah, you'll always get them into a school though.
Well, there's always that thing, but it's a pressure and it's a stress and it's an extra thing that you just don't have when you're living in the countryside. And, you know, it's not for everyone. You know, it's not.
I couldn't do it. I'm just, and I absolutely respect your choice, but I just could not do a commute for 5 hours a day. I think I'd go off my head, I think.
But equally, I would say to you, I could not do, and I honestly say, I could not do living in a housing estate, you know, where we lived and the pressures that come with city living and the non-stop life energy going on all around you. Busy people, cars, traffic. I'm a country person. I need the countryside. I need the fresh air. Yeah, I need fields.
You talk about cars, but I bet you use your car a hell of a lot more even when you're home than I do.
Oh, yeah, I certainly would. Yeah. But the fact is, you know, it's my car. So I'm not walking out onto a street where there's cars passing when I want to go for a walk. And the only pretty clear space I can get is a park. You know, it just wouldn't work for me. When I walk to a park, it's lovely and it's great for people who enjoy them. But I'd rather be out in the wilds of a few fields for a walk, you know.
OK. All right. Listen, thanks for sharing your story. And drive carefully if you are driving home this evening. Johnny Fallon there, Strategy Director with Car Communications. Thank you for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.